The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
And for this week's reflection on the Sunday Gospel, uniquely tied to the World Day of Peace and to the Feast of Our Lady, Mother of God, we turn to Dominican Sister Toni Harris, Justice and Peace Promoter for the Dominican Sisters International.
This gospel story of the shepherds brings back warm memories for me. I remember myself as a child lying on the floor, having crawled part way under our Christmas tree, playing with the figures in our nativity crib set. The little shed for the set had a hole in the back through which an inserted yellow Christmas bulb cast a warm light over all the figures. I'd take the shepherds and their sheep to the far edges of the cloth arranged under the tree. Then I'd scoot them along over the hills and valleys created by the cloth. Finally, they'd arrive near the manger with the infant Jesus, where there would be imagined conversations with Mary, Joseph, and even the baby. Perhaps my interaction with the shepherds, the wise men, the angel balanced on the roof of the little shed, Mary, Joseph, and the baby, was a kind of child's prayer. This part of Luke's infancy narrative is the gospel that the church gives us on this first day of a new year, 2012. With the more than 1 billion members of our worldwide Catholic family, we are called to celebrate this day as the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, and as the 45th World Day of Peace. Feasts to honor the maternity of Mary have been part of the church calendar since the early centuries of the Christian community. Paul VI located this feast on its present date in 1974. A few years earlier, in 1967, this same pope urged all people of goodwill to celebrate the first day of the year as the Day of Peace. He exhorted not just Catholics, but all true friends of peace to participate in this observance. Every year since then, on January 1st, popes have delivered messages on the theme of peace. This year, the message of Pope Benedict is entitled Educating Young People in Justice and Peace. The relatively short gospel for January 1st, only 6 verses, nevertheless offers much for our reflection. We hear about the shepherds who are the first to learn that the promised Savior has come. These same shepherds become preachers of this good news. We hear that Mary kept all these happenings in her heart. We hear that the child was named Jesus, the name given to Mary by the angel. Scripture scholars remind us that the stories of Jesus' birth are not intended to provide us with historical information. Rather, they are intended to tell us who Jesus is. So I like to think about what Luke's inclusion of the shepherds in the story might tell us about Jesus. At the time when Jesus lived, shepherds had low status in society. They were ridiculed, even despised, considered sinners by some. Luke's story forecasts the criticism that we hear much later during Jesus' ministry. Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? And yet it is these lowly ones who appear to be favorites of God. They are the first to hear the good news that the Savior has been born. From this gospel, we learn that our Messiah associates himself with those on the margins, the social outcasts, the poor. We also understand that these shepherds made known the message that had been told them about this child. What do these preaching shepherds reveal to us about unexpected sources of the good news? Are we prepared to hear what the poor and the marginalized may reveal to us about God? In the middle of the comings and goings of the shepherds, Luke describes Mary, who kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary is the one who contemplates. Mary observes everything and yet sees beyond. Her witness invites us to make time to be still, reflecting deep in our hearts and recognizing God in our experience. Mary, the Mother of God. Mary, the one whom the Eastern churches call Theotokos, the Greek word for God-bearer. Like Mary, the God-bearer, we are all called to be mothers of God. Because as the 13th century Dominican mystic Meister Eckhart said, God is always needing to be born. Eckhart wonders, what good is it to me for the Creator to give birth to the Son of God if I do not also give birth to him in my time and my culture? The Feast of the Incarnation that we have recently celebrated is not only about the divine becoming human. This feast calls us to continue to give flesh to the person and gospel of Jesus, to be truly the body of Christ alive in our time and in our culture. An important way in which we bring Christ into this world is through our efforts to be peacemakers. On this first day of a new year, we celebrate the World Day of Peace. As Pope Benedict reminds us in his message for today, we Christians believe that Christ is our true peace. The Pope states further, in order to be true peacemakers, we must educate ourselves in compassion, solidarity, working together, fraternity, in being active within the community, and concerned to raise awareness about national and international issues and the importance of seeking adequate mechanisms for the redistribution of wealth, the promotion of growth, cooperation for development, and conflict resolution. There are at least 50 armed conflicts happening in our world at this time. Of the 7 billion people in our world, approximately 1.4 billion struggle to survive on about $1.25 per day. More than 40 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homelands. Most of those who are casualties of war, who are hungry, and who are displaced are women and children. It is into this world of ours that we are challenged to bring Christ. As we enter into this new year, 2012, let us resolve to carry with us some insights from the gospel for today. We remember shepherds, angels, Mary, Joseph, the baby, a manger, titles, Savior, Lord, Christ, and the name Jesus. We also recall the special feasts observed today, Mary, Mother of God, and World Day of Peace. So let us renew our resolve to be truly the body of Christ, to be those who work for peace, as we are encouraged by the words of Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body but ours, no hands, no feet on earth but ours. Ours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Ours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Ours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Ours are the hands, ours are the feet. Ours are the eyes. We are his body. Christ has no body now but ours, no hands, no feet on earth but ours. Ours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but ours.